After weeks of protests fueled by heightened immigration enforcement in Minnesota,
this is smart law enforcement, not less law enforcement.
Today, Border Czar Tom Homan announced that roughly 700 federal agents are being pulled out of the state immediately, leaving over 2,000 federal officers on the ground.
My goal with the support of President Trump is to achieve a complete drawdown and end this surge as soon as we can.
The drawdown follows clashes with protesters and the shooting deaths of two American citizens in Minneapolis last month.
Do you think this operation was a success here in Minnesota?
Yeah, I think it was very effective as far as public safety goes. Was it a perfect operation? No.
The operation has fueled growing frustration around ICE tactics, including the apprehension of recently released 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos and 4th grader Elizabeth Zuna. Their detentions angered the community, but motivated teachers to do more.
Some of the students are bringing home more than homework in their backpacks. They're bringing home groceries from the school pantry to raise funds because parents are too scared to leave the house to even go to the grocery store.
I can't take away their fears, but our staff has stepped up.
Jason Kuhlman is the principal at Valley View Elementary School.
We have kids that are MIA that we've tried. We've gone out and done welfare checks. We drive by the house a couple times. They're gone. They've vanished. They moved out of state. They're trying to move someplace safe.
You don't know where they are.
No,
or if they're
we have
back
no
to your
clue.
Classroom.
Nope.
Two Minnesota school districts and a teachers union sued the Trump administration today to stop ICE raids near schools. The teachers are saying that ICE activities disrupt learning. DHS responded in a statement saying ICE is not going to schools to arrest children.